Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's got to do it.
Welcome, as God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
Glory to God. We just want to welcome you tonight to Get 'Em Radio Prophetic Healing Night. Even now, with Minister and Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda Hawkey this night. And tonight we have a special. My name is Pastor Helen Price, and I'm here as a co-host with Minister Elaine Haskins tonight. Minister Barbara Kizzy, Apostle Barbara Kizzy, is out tonight. And we thank God for her and what she does. Hallelujah. We thank God. So we're coming tonight to co-host the program along with Elder Hawkey and his lovely wife, Minister Linda. And we're just looking to God to do what he does best, because what God reveals, he heals. So right now we're going to open up in a word of prayer. I'm going to pray, but I'm going to ask tonight, as I open up in a word of prayer, that also because the Holy Spirit, you know, when he begins to minister, many times he ministers through different ones in different ways. And so we look at the four Gospels. We got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So tonight we're going to open up with a word of prayer by me. I'm going to ask Minister Elaine, will she open up also? And then I'm going to ask Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda, will they say a word of prayer as we go along in this, so we can invite even the presence of God to come in tonight. God, Heavenly Father, as we just come even tonight, we thank you and praise you for this special time. Lord God, we thank you that you're so gracious, you're so loving and kind, and we worship you tonight in the beauty of your holiness. We invite you, Lord God, to just have your way. As we come, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you for your good, your goodness, for your tender mercies, your amazing grace, for your love, your kindnesses, for your fidelity and faithfulness unto us, Lord God, because truly there is nobody like you, Lord God. We thank you even now, kind Heavenly Father, for the greatness and magnitude of your love for us, and that you gave the very best that you had to give, which is your precious, darling Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, we want to thank you tonight for who you are in our lives. For you told us if two of us would just gather together in your name, there you are in our midst. And we know that when you're here in the midst, God in the midst, when you're here in our midst, you're here to meet us at the point of our need, whatever that need might be. And so as we come this day, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your precious blood that was shed for us on Calvary's cross, and for your body that was broken. And because of this, Lord Jesus, we know that because of your body that was broken and by the stripes that were taken upon your own body, healing belongs to us. Healing is now the children's bread. And we thank you, Lord God, Lord Jesus, for who you are in our lives. And then you told us, Lord Jesus, it was for our benefit that you go away. For you said, if you go not away, then the precious Holy Spirit would not come unto us. But you said, when he has come, he would lead and guide us into all truth. He would give us that power that we need to witness, to serve, and to love. And he would magnify and glorify and honor you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so, precious Holy Spirit, we say, have your way tonight. Have your way. You're already moving. You've already begun to reveal some things to Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda. You're revealing some things to Minister Elaine and to myself. You're revealing by your spirit what you reveal. We know, precious Holy Spirit, you're the one that heals. Move in on this as never before. Oh, move in a powerful and in a mighty way. And Father God, I just thank you for Apostle Kizzy and Lord God, and for all the work that you have for her to do, Lord God. I know, Lord God, that it has to be you that does the work, that will do the work. So tonight, give me the grace. Give to Ministry Lane the grace. Give us grace tonight to be able to stand, Lord God, to do what you called us to do, Lord God. And we worship you as we flow in with the anointing that you have on Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda Hawkey. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So have your way today. And now, even now, I yield to you and your precious Holy Spirit and Ministry Lane, and then Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda, in Jesus' name. Minister Lane, would you please pray, please?
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Now to him who is
able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine through his power that is at work within us. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for what you're going to do tonight. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit being with us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for revealing, oh, Father God, Lord, what needs to be taken care of tonight, Father God, the needs of your children, oh, Father God. We thank you for your power, for your anointing, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you sent your son, Jesus, the word of God, to heal us and deliver us from our destruction, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We bless you, Lord, for all that will be calling in, Father God, and that you, Father God, that you would meet each and every individual, Lord. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the deliverance, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for making us whole and complete in you, God. We bless your holy and righteous name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. That is true. That is true. Lord, we ask your presence here. I know that wherever two or three are gathered, here you are in our midst, to make good your word, to make good what the Holy Spirit is doing. The Holy Spirit, we do invite you to come upon our hosts this evening, both Pastor Price and Minister Elaine. And I ask that your presence would come upon Linda and myself. And then, of course, the people who are listening, ask you to draw the people in and have them respond as you would have them to respond. I ask that you would anoint all of us as we pray together and give us a sensitivity to your spirit that we can flow with you and truly bring glory to you this evening for the next couple hours. And in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of this. Amen. Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Father God, as we are in your presence, and we come before your presence in your holy son Jesus' name, I ask you tonight to touch and heal every need, to touch and heal every pain, to touch and heal every sickness, to touch and heal every emotional problem, every worry, every problem that mankind has on this earth, Lord. I just ask that as people come into your presence and come before you, Lord, that you, I'm asking you, Lord, to meet those needs, Lord. Lord, I know it's your will to meet those needs. And Lord, I'm asking that people will be encouraged to call tonight and that they will be open about their need and tell us what it is, Lord, so that you can reach down and meet that need. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and glory. We welcome your Holy Spirit here. We welcome you here. We welcome your holy angels on this broadcast with us and in your rooms with us. We ask you to minister to us what we're to say and what we're to pray and what we're to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. I praise God.
Amen.
Now, Elder
yes,
Hawkins.
Lord.
Elder Hawking, we're going to ask tonight that you would share what the Holy Spirit has revealed to you tonight. What are the things that he has revealed to you tonight?
So far, I only have one. A lot of sometimes I get them in advance, and then sometimes I get them while we're going. But it's come to me more than one time, like the inside of the leg where it attaches the body. And I'm not a medical person, so I don't know what that would be. To, you know, you might know a whole lot more of what that is, but you know, kind of on the inner leg type or front of the leg, where it attaches to the body. So something there has been painful, or yeah, something's wrong there in somebody out there. Now, as other things come to me, I'll speak those out as well. You know. But that's the only one so far.
Glory to God. I don't know if how we do it, but all of a sudden I began to feel like somebody's been having a headache. You know, like a headache in the front. Like a headache in the front. So I'm going to write that down, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, the headache. And so may I ask, with Minister Linda, is there anything that the Lord has been, anything that he's revealing to you and to Minister Elaine? Is there anything else he's ministering to you all?
Well, as Elder Philip mentioned the leg, I begin to feel on my right side, right, just as he was saying, right in that the area that connects the leg, right up under your, I guess your groin area,
yeah,
right
that's
there. I begin to feel a little pain. So we bless the Lord for revealing that and what he's going to heal. Thank you, Elder.
Yes, hallelujah. Do you have
hallelujah.
Anything? You
Minister Linda, Lady Linda, anything the Lord's dealing with you?
I want people that are listening in that not only have a physical sickness, but that have stress or worry, or they're going through doubt or any family problems. I want them to feel free to call in, and that the power of the Holy Spirit will change their situation.
Hallelujah. 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 I've been also sensing somebody around the ankles and the tops of the feet, the ankles, the top of the feet, and around the areas of the feet. And for somebody, it's somebody that's in the all of a sudden when I was saying this, my ring finger on the left hand began to go like it's the pastoral, because the thumb is the apostle, the next finger the prophet, evangelist is the middle finger, the pastor is that fourth finger, and the teacher, and my pastoral finger began to go. So that person that's been going through with ankles and feet and around the ankles and the feet and the legs. So any kind of problem around the ankles, the feet, and the legs. And it might be for somebody with, you know, that's in the ministry or in the pastorship that's been, you know, going through. So I just wanted to put that down on there. Now, Elder, you take it from here. How does the Holy Spirit have you to do during this time?
Well, I'd say... No, go ahead. Well, if anybody has any of these conditions that have been called out, press your number one key, all right? And we'll, you know, the Lord is not limited to these. If something else is going on and you need prayer, that's great too. But always want to especially encourage anyone who's got any of these conditions, or if you know somebody who does, and have them call in if at all possible. Push your number one key. We start with those and see where it leads us. And who knows? Sometimes, you know, we get something that's healed, and then all of a sudden a whole bunch of people are getting healed of that same thing. You know, we had that with blood pressure 2 or 3 months ago. But, this is fantastic that the Lord has revealed this much stuff, you know, so far. So I think it's wonderful. And so just push your number one key if you're out there, and we'll start ministering to you. And I can't wait to see what the Lord's going to do. And I'm excited.
Let me go back again over what we have written down, is that we saw, Elder Hawkey, that you, the Lord was showing you this inside the leg, where it attaches to the body, which is probably the groin area. God's showing you that something is going on there in somebody's body. Then the second thing that was revealed is a headache, that somebody's a frontal headache, that somebody's been dealing with a frontal headache. Then the third was Ministry Lane got a confirmation about, again, on the right side, the groin area. And then with Minister Linda, that she perceived that there's somebody who may be going through with stress or worry, and that needs prayer concerning stress or worry, and to feel free to call in concerning that. And the fifth thing I saw was about somebody's ankles and feet and their legs, in Jesus' name. I want to ask, you've been saying about pushing the number one key. Somebody who has an area code 615-337, are you on the line now? Your line is open. Did you push the number one key? Somebody, area code 615-337.
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Mary.
Hello?
Did you push your number one key?
Yes.
Oh, great, 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 great. All right, then. So we start with Mary. How you doing, Mary? Good to hear your voice. Elder Hawkey, this is Mary, the sister of Apostle, and my sister also. And she's pushed her number one, too. All right. And what you want to let Minister Elder Hawkey, you want to ask her questions, or you want to, Minister Mary, do you want to tell him what's going on?
Yeah. Just what's going on. So, the blood of Jesus over, this conversation. But my daughter who lives with us was received a positive test today. And I just like for us to pray. She has no symptoms. No one in the house has any symptoms. Praise the Lord. And I just like prayer. You guys can cover that. The last time I called in, you guys prayed for me as well for anxiety. I have this this job position that I have right now that I seem to need continuous prayer for stress levels, that type of thing. So I just praise the Lord for each one of you, and I just thank the Holy Ghost for being present, and I just thank the Lord for his salvation and his healing power.
Wonderful. Now, you set up your daughter received a positive test. Am I to assume that's like a COVID test, or is that something different?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought you were referring to. So we know the Lord can remove. We know the Lord can protect everybody else in the household, and also remove this quickly from your daughter. I didn't catch if you said your daughter's name. I didn't catch it. If you what's your daughter's name?
Marissa.
Thank you. All right, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for a chance to minister to Mary this evening, and also to her daughter Marissa. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we agree together, according to Matthew 18 and 19, we come against the assignment of the enemy with this COVID diagnosis in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We curse this COVID that would seem to be upon Mary or try to be upon Marissa, and we rebuke it in Jesus' name. We cancel your assignment against Marissa, and we command you to release your hold on her. We rebuke this attack of the enemy. We stop it in its tracks, and we command in the name of Jesus healing power. We loose healing power to come upon her and to deliver her swiftly in the name of Jesus. We also, Father, I ask you to put a special protection around every other family member in the name of Jesus. If you could protect the Israelites as they were getting ready to leave with the Exodus, if you could protect whole families from a death angel, then you can protect the whole family there from any kind of spread of this demonic COVID thing. We curse you in Jesus' name. You are nothing but from the enemy, and we command you in Jesus' name, get your hands off of this household. Get out of this household in Jesus' name. Be gone and do not return. Do not infect anybody else. Get away from Marissa in Jesus' name. Be gone out of that house. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Father. We cast it out in Jesus' name. We give you praise, and we give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful are you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes, now you had mentioned, I believe, some anxiety and so forth that And I think Minister Linda had called that out. So are you picking up anything specifically there?
Nothing.
You know, would you like to pray for her? Or?
For the anxiety?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I believe, is it, you said it was job-related?
Yes.
Okay, is it a job-related anxiety?
I just wanted to ask you, do you feel that either somebody is unfair to you or that too much is being put on you? Is it anything like that?
A tiny little bit of the first one, but the second one, yes.
Okay. So it's really pressure, and we're going to also pray that whoever is putting this responsibility on you would, you know, lighten up, and then if it's responsibility, that someone would help you with it, and if it's the Lord's will, then he's going to just help you fly right through it and then give you rest. So,
thank
Father
you,
God,
Lord.
We come to your presence with this situation, Lord, with her job, Lord, and the stress and feeling overwhelmed, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, she is your daughter. She is your child. Lord, you said that you would take all of our burdens. Lord Jesus, I know that this isn't something that she knows what to do on her own, but you said that you wouldn't let us go through any more than we could bear. Lord, I'm asking you to take this from her, whether it's making it easy to get the job done, the boss or whoever it is go easy on her, or the expectations that someone else will help her, or if it's your angels helping her, Lord. I'm asking you to give my sister a break. I'm asking you to give her peace, and I'm asking you to give her rest. In Jesus' name, I claim rest and peace for my sister. And I command the demons from hell to quit putting more on her than she can handle. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
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 Praise you, Lord.
Yes, praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
We're going to be anxious to hear what happens, and just give it to Jesus. Just give it to him. And
you'd be so
surprised how things could, if I could just share a little testimony. I was working in a department where I was really quite happy with the position I had that I would take into that department. And there was somebody who was making everyday work not as wonderful as it could be. You know, I prayed that the Lord would promote and give that person a better job, so I wouldn't have to deal with them. And you know, the Lord did it. I had to share that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes. I prayed good things on her, but I wanted those good things, you know, not where I was. So praise God.
Praise the Lord. That's a good one.
That's good. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Just blessings to you all over. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you guys. Elder, can I pray for wisdom for her?
Yes.
Amen. Mary, I just felt that the Lord wanted me to remind you and pray over you his wisdom, that he gives us the wisdom. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just lift up your daughter to you, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that you don't place us in any situation, Father God, that is there to overtake us, Lord. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you would give her wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to how to handle this situation, Father God, how to move through, Father God. You said you would take us through, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, that you uphold her with your righteous right hand, Father God. Lord, that she would have the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding to what to
do, Father God, in this situation, Father God, that it would not overtake her, Father God. She is victorious, Lord, in you, Father God. We thank you for giving her favor, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for removing whatever obstacle is in her way, was trying to hinder her. As Lady Linda prayed, Father God, we bind it up and we cast it out right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we speak peace over Mary. We speak stress-free over Mary. We thank you, Father God. The joy of the Lord is her strength, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that when she walks into that place, Father God, she walks in knowing, Father God, that you are with her, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that the peace of God is with her, God, and she walks in commanding peace in that place, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we speak blessings over her. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Lord.
Love you, Mary.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Love you, too. Thank you.
Yes. Thank God for the prayer for you, Mary. And we thank God for Elder Hockey, Minister Linda, Minister Elaine for praying over you and over Marissa. And we thank God for Marissa's healing, health, and wholeness. And we thank God for meeting each one of you at the point of your need. Now, what we're going to do next, we usually go with Pastor Mom first, but we thank God that we opened up the line for my sister Mary. Now, we're going to open up the line next for Pastor Mom. And as we do so, those of you who are listening and have joined us on the line, we see you that there are ones here who have joined on the line since they've been praying for Minister Mary. And as you do, if you joined us and you just joined us, before we open up the lines for Pastor Mom, we want to tell you that Elder Hockey, this is what God reveals, he heals. And these are the things that have been revealed tonight through Elder Hockey, Minister Linda, Minister Elaine, and myself. Number one, inside the leg where it attaches to the body, there's somebody been going through with that and like in the groin area. Number two, the headache in the frontal area of the body. If you've been having a headache, press your number one key, and Elder Hockey and Minister Linda and others will pray for you tonight. Then number three, Ministry Lane reaffirmed that there's somebody on the right side in that groin area that has been going through. And then number four, physical stress. And I'm sorry, it'd be not just physical things that are going on, but Minister Linda perceived that there's someone going through stress or worry, and feel free to call. I saw with Minister Mary that she was prayed for concerning stress on her job. And then the Lord also revealed that there's somebody been going through in your ankles, your feet, and your legs, and having trouble with your ankles, your feet, and their legs. And then the Lord just revealed to me, just illuminated that somebody's going through in their kidney area. Somebody in their kidney area. There have been six things that have been revealed so far. So if you're experiencing any of that in your body, you've been having problems in your area, of any part of that, any of those ones that have been revealed, press your number one key, and Elder Hockey will pray for you as the Holy Spirit leads. And God bless. So now we're going to open up the line tonight, hallelujah, for Pastor Mom. Elder Hockey, Pastor Mom has been experiencing pain on her shoulder and the front under her arm and the front part of her arm. She's been experiencing pain on her hip, on the hip area, going down into the hip area in Jesus' name. Even as I'm just now speaking, somebody else may be experiencing high blood pressure. If you do, press your number one key so Elder Hockey can pray for you. But Pastor Mom has been experiencing a pain around her ankle and also on her hip area, going down on the outer part of her hip area. And so we just want prayer for her. So, Pastor Mom, you're on, and let you say hello. Hello.
Hello, Ellen. She told it right. The pains I've been having on my legs and my hip.
Okay. So is your... Yes, we hear you. You're loud and clear.
Okay.
Your outer hip is hurting, is that correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's right hip.
All righty, I got that written down.
Mm-hmm.
And something with your ankle, is that right?
Yeah, my ankle and my, you know, my leg there. And also, you know, I can't walk any place. Would like for you to pray for me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm taking more notes.
Okay.
All right, so we'll start with the outer hip,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll go to the ankle and leg, and then anything else you want. Because frankly, it's always fun to play with you because you're such a good receiver. It's amazing how you respond to the Holy Spirit. So it's always a whole lot of fun. So we're all gonna join in here praying for you. And it's I wrote down the outer right hip. Okay, I'm gonna lay my hands on my own outer right hip as a way for the Holy Ghost to contact, you know, it's what I feel led to do. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, pain in the outer right hip, I command you in Jesus' name to stop. I command you to stop in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I loose healing power out of our hands to flow into the hip area. And I thank you, Lord, that you're touching Pastor Mom right now and that your power is going into her. I thank you that the power, that the pain is subsiding, it's decreasing, and your healing is going into her as we make a motion as if we were placing our hands on her right hip. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for that, Lord. Now, you know, Pastor Mom, we're gonna pray more, but I'm gonna ask you what's happening so far, if anything.
What's happening so far?
Yes, ma'am.
It's kind of easing down, you know. You start praying, it's easing down in my ankle.
Okay, so your ankle is easing down, and
mm-hmm.
how about the hip?
The hip is not hurting at all now.
Okay, the hip isn't hurting at all. We praise the Lord for that. The ankle is easing down. I'm gonna lay my hands on Linda's ankle just to, you know, as if you were here in the room with us.
Okay.
And actually, there's a whole lot of power coming out of our hands right now. A whole lot. I mean, there was power before, but now it's a whole lot. So Lord, I loose this anointing of your anointing flowing through our hands in the name of your son, Jesus. And I lay hands on this ankle in the name, oh, there it goes, right there. Oh, you're really getting power going into your ankle.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You're really getting power going into your ankle, a lot of power going. Yeah, I can feel it going right out of my hands. Right out of my hands. Actually, my arms and hands, both are just flowing out. Oh, glory to God. On my end, it feels like electricity. I don't know what you're feeling. Oh, there's a big surge. Big surge of power going into you right now.
You.
Really big surge of power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. With the big surge of power, hold on. It was also your shoulder was mentioned and under the arm. Okay, so hold on. Just stay right there. Shoulder and under the arm and ankle. Lord, as your power is now surging through our hands and our arms, stronger, even stronger than it was, I loose this power into Pastor Mom, into her shoulder, her ankle. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's very...
We're probably going to pray more, but we're going to take a moment. You just kind of let us know what's going on so far, okay?
Yeah, everything is not hurting anymore.
Okay. So.
It's not hurting anymore.
Okay, well, I don't want anything hurting. I mean, there was a lot of power going. If there's anything that still needs prayer, you let us know. But otherwise, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. That was a whole lot of power. Okay. Well,
thank you, Lord.
Minister Elaine, you got anything to add? Pastor Price, anything to add?
Hallelujah.
No.
Hallelujah.
Just praying for her legs. Amen. Praying for her legs. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Now,
I
felt
the anointing, yes.
Okay, good. Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Is it with your legs, is it weakness or is it pain? What is it?
It is weakness in the leg, but
okay.
It's going away now.
Okay, I'm gonna, we're all going to pray again. I'll tell you what, because Minister Elaine picked up on the legs especially, I'm going to put my hands on Linda's legs like I was touching yours, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have Minister Elaine pray. Are you okay with that, Minister?
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to have you lead us in prayer while I'm putting my hands on Linda's legs. Okay, anytime you're ready to go,
hallelujah.
You let her rip.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, Father God, we just come before you and we speak peace right now in the name of Jesus over this leg, Father God. We command the muscles, the tendons, and the ligaments, Father God, to be normal, Father God, and to be strengthened in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We even speak to the vertebrae, Father God, in her disc, in her back, Father God, and we command all pain to go. Perfect alignment, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Perfect alignment in her spine. Perfect alignment in her hip, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now. Healing, wholeness in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Strength. Lord, we even ask, Father God, that both legs would be strengthened, which you'd be able to walk, Father God. We thank you, Lord, without any hesitation, Lord, that you would strengthen her by your power and your might, oh, Father, that she is strengthened. Lord, we thank you. We thank you right now. Muscles be strengthened in Jesus' name. Strengthened in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was perceiving as Elder Hawkey was praying for you that I could, when he was saying about the power surge coming out, that I perceived that take your ankle and move it around, because I was perceiving that anointing that's going into your feet and into your leg, even up the back of your leg as he was praying for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything feels better now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I can definitely testify that when, as Minister Elaine started to pray, there was an enormous surge of power that went into your legs and so forth. I mean, I really felt it going out of us. So that was
And it was out of when the Lord, when you prayed too, also Elder Hawking. Hallelujah.
Lord,
both of you are
Lord,
praying.
We thank you, Jesus. We just praise you, Jesus. We just praise you, Lord, for what you've just done. We give you praise and praise and praise and glory,
yes,
Lord.
You praise. We give you praise.
You.
We give you praise. We worship you. We
thank
you.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord
God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Glory
thank
to
you
your name.
Moving by your spirit.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom?
Yes.
All right. We're gonna put you back on mute and we're gonna call for the next person, and I thank God for touching you and your body tonight.
Thank you all so much for helping me. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God.
We love you.
Glory to God. Now, for those who have joined, we have still people who have joined today. Each time between the calls, we still have tonight that there were so far six things that have been revealed that inside the leg where it attaches to the body, the groin area. Somebody going through with that. Secondly, headache in the frontal part of the head being healed. Leg on the right side, the groin area being healed. Three, 4, stress or worry, to feel free to call in. Glory to God. Number 5, ankles, feet, and legs. Anybody going through, especially those in the ministry, going through. Number 6, kidney area. And again, every time I come back on it, here's a 7th one that somebody may be going through on their side, the side of their body, the side. I saw it like a catch on the right side. If you're going through that, make sure you press your number 1 key. Now, whoever, your area code is 805-605-617. You've been holding for a little while now. Can you hear me now? 805-617. We're calling you on the line. May I ask who that is? 805? Can you hear us? Take your mute off. 805-617-69. 805, if your area code 805, you've got your number 1 key pressed. If your area code is 805, they hung up.
Okay,
they're back.
Okay.
805-617. Yeah, you can say something if you like. 805-617. Okay, all right.
Okay.
We thought you had your number 1 pushed. 805-617.
Hello? There! You had me muted on your end.
Oh, I had you muted on my... I apologize for that. I'm a new host tonight. And I've got the board, the engineer board. Oh, I apologize for that. May I ask who I'm talking with tonight?
This is Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. What area are you from? What region of the country?
California.
Yep.
From California.
Yep.
All right. Here's Elder Hawkey. Let him, and you talk to him about what you want prayer for tonight. All right?
Okay.
You've called him before, haven't you?
I have. It's been a while, yeah.
Wait a minute now. If I might be remembering this incorrectly, but you were praying that this guy you met, that something was going to come with that. Did I remember that correctly?
Right, and I went there, and he wasn't there anymore.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so
at least I remembered you. At least I got that right. Praise God. Well, if we prayed if the will of the Lord would, you know, if he was the will of the Lord for you, that things will work out, and if not, have him, you know, move on, and apparently he moved on. Well, what else can we pray with you about tonight?
Well, my money situation isn't good, and I don't know, I feel like there's no purpose in my life. I mean, I don't really have any friends. They've all moved away. I don't have any kids. I don't have a partner. I don't know. I just don't have that much purpose in my life, and I don't have much money, and so I need something. I need the Lord to bring in something good for me.
Okay, so we're just all listening.
Hello?
In. We've got myself, my wife, Lady Linda. We also have Minister Elaine, who's on with us tonight, and we have she's a guest host as well as Pastor Price. So we've got two guest hosts tonight. So I'm just gonna kind of circle the airfield, as they say, and just kind of see what the Holy Spirit is gonna give any of us or give all of us. You mentioned that there's money situations and a lack of purpose, which it's already was called out doubts and stress, and I would classify that under a doubt, under a self-doubt. So, Holy Spirit, I ask that you just come upon us in Jesus' name. And we ask that you come upon our sister Donna from California. And Minister Elaine or Pastor Price, are you picking up anything specifically? Minister Linda, are you picking up any?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to ask you, sister, are you going to church anywhere?
No. I take care of a blind man on Sunday, so
it doesn't have to be on Sunday. What I'm feeling in my heart is that, you know, God didn't call you to walk alone and to get connected with other Christians. You know, even if it's a Bible study that you go to, if you can't be there on Sunday, or it's a Saturday. Some churches have Saturday night services or a woman's Bible study or something. Is that, you know, you need other people who love the Lord. And that's going to make you feel more of a purpose, because you're going to have other people that are praying with you. And then more and more better things are going to come into your life, desires of your heart, because you won't just be praying for these things on your own, that you'll have others with you praying. You won't be fighting this battle all alone. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does.
But God is saying you need to take that first step. You need to reach out. It might take a little effort. You might go to one group and not care as much for that one, and you might try another one. But you'll find the right group of Christians that you fit with. You really will.
Thank you, Lord, for that insight.
Thank you, Lord.
Is anybody else, any of the hosts, are you picking up anything specific here?
Donna, this is the scripture that came up in my heart. Is it Donna?
Yes.
Okay, Donna, this is the scripture that the Holy Spirit brought in my heart. Is Psalms 119:105. It says, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, so I would say to you, as Lady Linda said, you know, get connected and get into the word, because God desires that he guide, and, you know, he said he sent his Holy Spirit to guide and instruct us in the way, you know, we should go. And the Lord does have his eye upon you and wants to show you and guide you. So to begin to receive that is get into the word. Begin to, you know, whatever you can do, however you can do it, either audibly or while you're driving, or late at night, whatever you can do, set some time away so you can get into the word and let that word give you light into your path. And it's going to show you the purpose, because God has a plan and a purpose for you. Be encouraged, Donna. He is still with you. He loves you, and he has much for you. Just tap into it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Can you hear me, Minister? I mean, can you hear me, Sister Donna?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I'm in agreement in the spirit with what the Lord was ministering through each one that's been ministering to you tonight. What I saw as I was here and listening and looking to the Lord in the spirit for you was I saw that he's gone before you. He's actually gone before you to prepare the way for you and the things that is prepared paths for you to walk in. He's actually gone before you to make those crooked paths straight, the rough places smooth. I kept hearing, he said, I want her to practice the presence, my presence in her life. He said, in my presence is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. That's the scripture. And he says, as you begin to go forth, know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. There's some kind of relationship that you've had in your life where you wanted somebody to be dependable, but they weren't. They were not dependable. You could not depend on them. And yet you're a dependable person. You're one that is faithful. You've been faithful in things. And God said, just as you've been faithful, he said, I want you to know I'm faithful to you. He said, I am faithful to you. He said, I'm not like men or not like a woman. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. There are some things that God is leading you to do, and he's causing you to take steps of faith to go forward in what he's called for you to do. He said, as you take those steps of faith, he said, I will open up the Red Seas before you. I'll move the mountains before you. I'm going before you. He said, you're not in this alone. He said, the difference in David, and in difference in Saul, was that David had an experience with God to know that God was able to do it and help him in what he needed to do. And he said, where you are concerned, he said, you've got to know. He said, where you're faithful and other people have been unfaithful, God said, I'm not unfaithful. He said, and I've gone before you. And he said, I'm leading you. I even see him like you would take a child. You know, when you're walking and you're taking a child by the hand and you're leading them, say, come on now, come on, come on, go with me, come on, come on. And you got them by the hand so that they can be able to walk in the right way, even in right ways of safety. God said, I'm going before you go before you and with you. He said, I'm not just going before you, but I'm with you. I've got you by my victorious right hand. So he said, be encouraged tonight. He said, I'm with you. And if I'm with you, I'm with anybody and anything that will ever come against you. And then I hear the Lord say, you are mine. You are mine. You are mine, says the Lord. And he said, this day, be encouraged. He said, be encouraged this day, for the greater one is with you and in you. And he wants you to begin to look up in the Word of God, go into the Scriptures about the presence of the Lord and about how God will never leave you nor forsake you, that he is with you. Lo, I'm with you, even the Word says, to the end of the age, and so that you can go forth in confidence. One more last little thing with this. There was a lady, and you know her name. You probably know her name. Her name is Fanny Crosby. She was a songwriter long ago, and she wrote a song. She wrote many songs. But one of the songs she wrote was, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. She was blind. And she wrote a song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, Hear My Humble Cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. But she didn't know the Lord. She didn't really know the Lord that well at that time. And so she wrote the song, and people sang it, but he told us he would never leave us nor forsake us. But she didn't know that, and she said, pass me now. Don't come by me don't pass me by. Go to others, but not do for me. Because she didn't know the Lord then, Sister Donna. She did not know the Lord that well. But then later on, she wrote a very famous song, Fanny Crosby did. And that song is called Blessed Assurance. And she said, that's what he wants you to have. He wants you, Sister Donna, to have a blessed assurance. He wants you to wake up in the morning saying, Lord, I have a blessed assurance in you. She wrote this song, says, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. I've been purchased by God. I'm born of his spirit. I've been washed in his blood. She said, this is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. So she came from one song where she wrote, which is, Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While whilst on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. So she got to another place where she could be able to say, blessed assurance. And that's what God is saying to you today, even now, Sister Donna. He said, have a blessed assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is yours. You're mine. And he said, you're mine and he's yours. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. You're an heir. You are an heir of salvation. You've been purchased by God. You've been born of the Spirit and washed in his blood. This is your story. But he said, as you go forth from this day forward, he said, walk in my confidence. Walk in my trust. Walk to know that I'm with you. He said, anything and any thought, this is important for you right now, any thought that comes to your mind that is contrary to God and his word, he said, you have a simple thing to say, that's not my thought. That is not my thought. So when scenarios are played in your face of either failure or something's going awry or even of sicknesses or even of anything, that's not my thought, because I have a blessed assurance in God. He's with me. He will not leave me. He will not forsake me. And as he was with his children before that, he said, I'm with you. I'm with you. So he said, be encouraged this day and walk in that blessed assurance. I'm going to do what they call a Marilyn Hickey. I want you to put your hand on your heart, Sister Donna.
Okay.
And as you put your hand on your heart, and any of the other ones, anybody else who needs to be able to pray, welcome to pray this too. And say, Lord Jesus, would you say with me, and you repeat after me even now, Sister Donna, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
This day. This day, I thank you.
I thank you.
That I have. A blessed assurance.
A blessed assurance.
Confidence.
Confidence.
And trust.
and trust
in you.
In you.
You are not a man.
You are not a man.
That you should lie.
That you should lie.
You keep your promises.
You keep your promises.
You keep your word.
You keep your word.
And I trust in you.
And I trust in you.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
With all my soul.
With all my soul.
And with all my strength.
And with all my strength.
Any thoughts that are not of you.
That are not of you.
Lord God.
Lord God.
I say.
I say.
You are not mine.
You're, what was that last part?
Any thoughts, the thoughts that are not of God, you said there, you are not mine. Any thoughts that are not of God, any thoughts that are not of God, you are not mine.
Any thoughts that are not of God,
you are not mine. I'm glad you're listening and trying to make sure it's clarity. And so as you pray that prayer in Jesus' name, just remember he's with you. Have that blessed assurance when you get up and you begin to get up during your day. You might have to do this for a little while. They said 21 days to make a habit. Lord, I thank you that I have a blessed assurance in you. My assurance, my confidence is in you. And God says, you know something about this because he said, you're faithful.
Yeah.
He said, but no, yeah. I'm faithful to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, say it. What he has you to say. So I praise God for that word. But that's what I could see him going before you. He's got you by the hand. It's almost like he's pulling you to that next place. He's pulling you into that next area because faith without corresponding actions are dead. And as you begin to go forth, God will pull you to the place. This is where he said he orders your steps. He's pulling you to the place, this place, and he's pulling you to that place. Also, while I'm have you, that when I'm praying with you and we were saying that, I speak to every pain, every discomfort from off of your side. I bind it, I rebuke it, forbid arrest and resist it, charge it to cease and desist and leave you. Not only you, but whoever this stands for around you, whoever's been having a pain or a catch on that side, I rebuke the root and the source of it, command it to leave you and not return. And now in Jesus' name, I turn you back over to Elder Hawkey and Linda Hawkey and Ministry Lane. Elder Hawkey, turn it back over. God bless you, Sister Donna.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Praise
Glory
God.
To God.
Well, yes, how was that?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, that's, you know, and that's the simple truth of it all.
Yes.
Of anything, right. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Well, thank you for calling in tonight. How about that?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We're looking forward to hearing from you again and find out, you know, what church groups you've been, your church groups are about.
All right.
Studies you've been,
all right.
Know,
we'll do.
Thank you. All righty.
Okay, thanks again. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Donna. As we're going on to the next one, area code 310-963, we see your line. We're opening up your line now. As we do so, we want to continue to say to those who are listening tonight that they have what God reveals, he heals. God has revealed to Elder Hawkey, to Minister Linda, Minister Lane, and to myself that, number one, there's somebody who's been going through on the inside of the leg. If you do, there are several ones of you that are listening. We're asking you to press your number one key because there's an anointing tonight. I proceed by the Spirit, the anointing that flows from the men and women of God tonight. There's a special anointing, corporate anointing, an individual anointing on each one, and that anointing for service. As Ministry Lane and Elder Hawkey prayed for my mom, I was perceiving that anointing that was flowing out of them as they began to pray for my sister, for my niece, Lord God, and for stress. God began to, the anointing was there to be able to meet the needs of the people. So if you're on the line tonight, in fact, this is from the one that we're giving now, this is the last call that we're seeing that has a number one line set. So if you press your number one key, don't miss your blessing tonight. The six things are inside, seven inside the leg, where the attaches to the body, the groin area. Number two, headache, the frontal headache. You don't have to live with that. Number three, the right side in that groin area. Number four, the stress. If you're going through any kind of stress or worry and you want to feel free, please feel free to call. And number five, if you're going through your ankles, your feet, and your legs, I feel that some people have already been healed in their feet and in their ankles and in their legs. I'm perceiving that. In the kidney area where you've been going through in your kidney, even if you've been perceiving that there are things that are happening good in your body, call and tell us. Because where God is, the anointing is flowing right now. And then somebody else, if you've been going through on your right side, on the side, on your right side, call in. And if you perceive some things going on in your body that are good, that you say, oh, God has already touched me. I'm being healed right now. The healing anointing, God is here in our midst tonight. And when he's here in the midst, he's here to meet us at the point of our need. So I'm going to ask the one at area code 310-963, are you on the line?
Hi, everybody. Pastor Mom and everybody in the special places. And Ministry Lane, so good to hear your voices. I'm so happy you called out Liz. I know behind the scenes, Pastor Helen has been praying for me. I'm on a... I've been having pain in my knee. It's improved a whole lot. I felt such a prayer. It's improved a whole lot. It's my left knee, and I'm in a knee brace, and I was able to get dressed today. I was able to come downstairs and walk around and move and even feed the alley cats that I feed. I couldn't even feed them last night. And I just, I'm on a... medicine for diabetes, but it also is like a diabetic, and I didn't have enough in my body, and I was trying to drink more water because it said I could get dehydrated, and my leg just, my left leg just swole up. You know, I have had issues with that before, my knee, and I couldn't walk well, but today I've been walking around. I'm still hopping. But as you've been praying, it's getting better and better and better. And then last month I called because of the bleeding, my period. I haven't had a period yet in about 3 weeks. It didn't subside right away. It took several weeks. And there were some things that God had told me to do, and I've been obedient to him. And a miracle came from that. There was a, every morning, with the very first rays of the sun at 7 a.m., I live in California. It's like a blue feather, like angelic feather light, comes on my ceiling. And it looks like it's written there with chalk. It only happens when the sun, first rays of the sun, and right before my alarm clock goes off. And I just died, told me to play in Psalms 91:4. Because there were some things he had shown me to do regarding this COVID, and I've been obedient, and I'm going to continue to obey him. And that's when I began to get better from the bleeding. So the bleeding has stopped, and I just give God the glory. And now I'm believing God to be totally healed from diabetes and totally healed where I won't have to take these medications for my heart and others. It's hard sometimes, but I'm not giving up. And I just thank God for tonight.
Well, praise, you've got a lot going on, don't you? Praise God.
A
lot of healing and a lot of blessings, and but also some things that you're still trusting for. So
yes, sir.
Let me, I was taking some notes. I wrote down that your left knee was hurting you.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
And then
swollen up.
And what was your...
I couldn't even walk yesterday. I couldn't even get. I had trouble going to the bathroom. I had trouble moving. You know, and I live in a two-story house. And my sister was so gracious. She helped me a lot. I mean, I just thank God for that too. So I just give God glory. But it
now,
is my left knee.
Okay, so that's your left knee. And one of your legs is swollen. Is that correct?
It's the left knee.
It's all sore. Okay.
And even as we're talking now, the pain is just, I'm feeling it. I was still having, I can walk on it without the pain today. Even as we're doing now, I just got up. There's little to no pain.
Well,
I'm walking around.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Lord, I thank you. I bless what you're doing. Thank you, Lord.
And then I feel somebody. I just had a touch in my right side. I don't believe that it's me, but whoever this touch is for, it just is a pain shot up in my right side.
Okay, so. Right, so you're saying. While we were just talking with you and the Holy Spirit was circling you or so
I'm
forth.
Not moving.
Okay. Can you move it again? Can you tell us what's going on with the knee?
It's a little thing, but it's not sore. It's not like it was even 10 minutes ago. I went to the bathroom before you got to me. And it was a little sore, but it's just a little tender to the left side of the kneecap, but the pain that was there is gone. I couldn't even stand up yesterday.
Okay, so obviously the Lord is touching you, so we're just going to kind of continue with that, and then we'll move on to other things. But Lord, I put my hand. I make a motion as if I were putting my right hand on her left knee, and there is power coming out of my right hand, and I thank you that whatever needs to be finished up or fixed up or tweaked or whatever it is, you're doing that. We thank you for what you've already begun or what you were doing even while we were talking. But, Lord, I just loose this anointing out of my right hand to cause whatever needs to be, to just finish the job. Just finish the job, Lord. That's just the only words that are coming in. Just finish the job over here on the knee. I loose this anointing in Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord, that you've touched her again. Okay. Now, did you say something about your side?
I just, as I was walking, I felt like a twitch in my right side. But it's not bothering me now. I don't feel it now. I thought it was somebody else.
We are going to pray over you because Pastor Price has actually called that out two or three times during the broadcast. So we're going to put our hands like we're putting it on your side, and we're going to just expect that thing to be healed because what God has revealed, he heals. So get ready. Here it comes. In the name of Jesus, we put our hands on Reverend Treva's sides, and there it goes right there. Now there's power just flowing into you.
I feel it.
Flowing into you in Jesus.
It's like a heat. My knee is on fire. Hallelujah, I receive it.
Power in Jesus' name. Let it remove everything that is not in the powerful name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the power that you're flowing into her right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Wow, that was a lot. That was a lot, actually.
It felt like a lightning bolt hit me. I feel it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
In long time.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for ministering to minister to our sister. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So that was like a lot of power. So it may have been only for your side, but it might have been for other parts of you as well. I don't know. So I'm going to ask you to tell us what you're experiencing, because that was just a lot. There was a whole lot of anointing going into you.
It was like a big jolt of lightning hit me. I feel, I haven't felt this good in a long time. God, every day I get up and I pray with my thoughts and with not my thoughts. But for a long time, I move by faith anyway. And I just felt like this in a long time. I mean, if I got it, a lot of some things in my body. And I feel it. And I receive it. And I thank you.
Great.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank you. Thank you.
Praise God.
Well, obviously, you're getting a huge, huge touch from the Holy Ghost. So I want to ask you about a couple things that I took notes. I hope I got it right. But
mm-hmm.
I think you mentioned something about your heart and something about
yes,
diabetes. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit
yes.
about what you've been going through there.
It's been really hard. My A1C has been all over the place. And then I had been diagnosed with something in my heart. But when they came in, they just said it was water around my heart. My valves and everything are clear. But I'm still on medication.
Okay.
And it's just been a lot, but I just thank God, you know, for his goodness and for his mercy. And,
okay.
It's connected because one of my heart medicines now is for both diabetes and the heart. And it's supposed to be a diuretic. I was on a water restriction, but I was trying to drink more water, and there has to be a balance. And I had pulled off of one. I would take it only every other day. But then yesterday, I heard God say, take that other one every day too. And the quantum will begin to go down. So I did that starting yesterday, and I did that today. And that's when I noticed.
Okay.
Plus, I had been praying. I know it was because of the prayer. And it has gone down. But I've been in the bathroom all day, too, and I've been drinking because it has to be balanced. And I'm just believing God for massive miracles, massive miracles. And I believe they're started.
So you need, so there's apparently the doctors are telling you there's some kind of liquid or whatever around your heart. Is that correct?
Yes. Is water.
And, okay, and then also you need your blood sugar regulated because obviously it's, I'm not a medical person, so I may need Pastor Price to bail me out here, but obviously there's something with your blood sugar that's not the way it needs to be, okay?
Right.
Okay, so Pastor Price, feel free to bail me out or to clarify what I'm trying to say, okay? We're just fine. I don't have a problem with that at all. We're all going to pray in a moment, but you may, Pastor Price, if you want to give any.
Last month I was bleeding, but the bleeding is gone for right now. I haven't had another period, and God told me what to do about that too next time. So I'm going to obey him.
Well, there's such an anointing. Yes, ma'am?
right now I feel the anointing. That was what I was getting ready to say.
Okay. Well, but there is such a strong anointing that we're all gonna. It's not just me. I mean, I might be praying, but it's not just me who's praying. The rest of us are praying too. It is especially those who are, you know, hosting. Okay, so I just feel led to make a motion as if I were putting my hands on you, like. On your shoulders, not because your shoulders are hurt.
I feel it.
But because I'm just putting my hands on your body, okay? Okay,
yeah.
That's just what I feel when I do. So I put my hands on your shoulders in the name of Jesus, and I just speak the power of God to come on you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We lose power out of our mouths, out of our words, anointed by the Holy Ghost. And we lose power out of our hands as it flows into you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm asking your power to surge through her and remove all liquid around the heart that should not be there. And I'm asking you to regulate the blood sugar by the power of the name of Jesus and this anointing that is on us as we minister to our sister. I loose this anointing. Into her, onto her, flow from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We speak regulation of blood sugar. We speak removal of water around the heart in Jesus' name. We command you to be so, supernaturally by the power of the Holy Ghost, who is definitely and absolutely on us this wonderful, blessed evening. And we thank you, Lord. And I loose this power out of our hands into her, and we expect wonderful things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We thank God for that prayer for you, for Minister Treva. We thank God. We're going to open up this line now for area code 201-448. And as we do so, again, area code 201-448, are you there?
Yes, this is Rachel.
Okay. Minister Rachel, hold on just a moment, okay? Just one more moment, just a moment, because I want to go back and introduce what God reveals. He heals, and Elder Hawkey, and with Elder Hawkey, Minister Linda, Ministry Lane, and myself, the Holy Spirit has ministered that the inside of the leg where it attaches. If you're listening tonight, and we have about 41 more minutes left. If you're listening tonight, please get in on the prayer. There's something I'm getting ready to ask Elder Hawkey in just a moment, but I want to go with the inside the leg, the headache in the frontal part, and even those things, that headache and those things, some things are lifting off people right now while we're even praying,
amen.
While the anointing is there being released. Number three, again, the leg on the right side, the groin area. Number four, the stress or worry to feel free to call in if you're going through any kind of stress or worry. If you haven't... problems around the ankles, the feet, and the legs, around the toes of the body, and on the top of the right foot, on the feet, it could be the right or the left, and on the top of the right foot, near to the inside of the ankle, if you're going through around the ankles and the feet and the legs, and then the person with the kidney area, if you're having problems in your area of your kidney, and on the right side and behind. And even if there's somebody who's having problems behind the left eye, and even if there's any pain on the arm, call in, you know, just pressure number 1P. And Minister Rachel, hold on just 1 second, because Elder Hawkey, the Lord, I was perceiving in the spirit while you were praying for Minister Treva, the Lord began to continue to impress upon my heart. He said, Helen, he said, this is not just for today, which is now April 14th, 2021. He said, Helen, there will be people, if I tarry to come, who are going to listen to this broadcast 10 years, maybe 5 years, 10 years. It might be 20 mm-hmm. years, 30 years. It might be 50 years from now. Someone will be, God will allow them to come upon, and they'll think they're stumbling upon this particular broadcast because there's a whole body of work of the broadcast being on there. There may be somebody even 100 years from now who will listen to this broadcast. And the Lord said, he said, with every one of those things that are there, and they're not able then now to call in because it'll be 100 years from now, he said, as you go through, mm-hmm. Each one, with the inside of the leg, after we pray with Minister Rachel, as we go through, we're going to go through each one of them and ask you to pray for them and others who may not be here now, but even may listen to this broadcast at a later time, to pray for them, because the anointing is upon you all tonight for the service of the Lord and to meet the needs of the people who might listen to this 5 years. There are broadcasts I've gone back to and listened to that I look at that have already taken place, and God has given confirmations, and his anointing is still on that particular broadcast. So I'm going to ask, after you pray with Minister Rachel and her family, that also that we also take and pray over each one of those again, each one of the things that's been revealed. Pray over them as if we're praying for people even at a present time and at a later time. All right?
Well,
all right. So Minister Rachel, let him know, let Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda, Minister Elaine, what's on your heart tonight?
I have something to say. Hello, this is Amber. My sister sat on my stomach, and it really started to hurt.
Yeah, they were supposed to go to bed, but they were crying.
Okay. In Jesus' name. Elder Hawkey, you heard that?
Yes. Now, apparently, one of her sisters sat on her stomach, apparently, and so now her stomach hurts. Is that?
Yeah.
I think I have that. Okay. Well, you know what? Jesus said, let the little children come to me. So I lay hands on my own stomach as if I were praying, as if I were touching yours. Okay, Amber? And in Jesus' name, by the power of his Spirit, I command this stomach pain that you're experiencing to stop and to start feeling. Oh, there it goes right there. Now you're getting it. Now you're getting it right there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
And I command in Jesus' name, as the anointing breaks this yoke, and I say unto this little stomach, in Jesus' name, be healed, feel good, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Well, I can tell you got a touch because it flowed right through us. So how are you doing now?
Yes, I can hear you.
No, she said how are you feeling now?
A little bit better, but it still hurts a little bit.
Well, then we're going to pray again. Thank you for being honest. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you've begun to do. We're going to ask you to touch Amber again.
Mm-hmm.
Even more. We thank you, and we again loose your spirit onto her right there in her stomach. Yeah, she's getting it. So she's going to start feeling better real soon. I loose this anointing out of our hands right now in Jesus' name. I let the power of God go right into that middle section, and I heal by the Holy Ghost. We heal everything that was imperfect. In Jesus' name, and I thank you for the kill power going into Amber right now. I thank you that we can look at the power of
Thank you, Father God. Thank you.
Esther, how it's doing now?
A lot better.
Amen.
Well,
You are very good at receiving from the Holy Ghost. I'll give you that, young lady. You're very, very good. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. Oh, glory to God.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I know earlier, did y'all say anything about anxiety and stuff like that?
Yes, it was called out. Yes, it was.
Because I was going through some stuff, and now the inspectors, city inspectors, are coming to our home tomorrow to look around at the things. So I'm just, I was feeling a little overwhelmed, and then I was like, God, I give it to you. I begin to speak His word and everything, and I begin to get comforted. And when Aunt Helen was praying for the other lady, and she was repeating after her, I began to repeat things so that, you know, thoughts don't go through my mind like ungodly thoughts. And I was being attacked on, she felt like I was being attacked on every side, and I just wanted relief. So I kept crying and kept crying, and I just needed God to help me to the point it was affecting my eating. It was affecting my body, me swallowing and stuff like that. And I'm just thankful, yeah. Lord, please forgive me. I just, because I don't doubt Him. I know He can do this, but I just thank Him for His mercy in my life, and I thank God for each of you. And may He keep strengthening y'all as y'all intercede for others. And may, as y'all intercede for others, may the elements not come upon y'all, that God will cover y'all by His blood and by His spirit in Jesus' name, and keep y'all healed and y'all families healed, and perform Isaiah 53 and 5 in y'all life, and perform also Psalms 91 verse 10, which says, "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling." For everyone on this line that has been interceding for others, may God cover y'all divinely in Jesus' name. And I really appreciate these broadcasts and my beautiful godmom for having this, and you, Aunt Helen, and brother Elder Philip Hawkey, and your precious wife and family. I really appreciate it, because we be needing it. God bless y'all.
Well, I'm gonna let Linda, and then if Minister Lane has anything as well, let them prove it, because they called that out.
Can you share a little bit more with me about this inspection and the stress that it's bringing you?
You might have heard. I heard Helen saying something about worrying and stuff, and that's what I need to stop worrying. I need to go to every worrying scripture and just begin to recite it in my home, because I was going through, I'm talking about, it's an inspection, it's a house inspection, because we was going through in our home. I moved into a place in good faith that they would fix it up, do the right thing. And so they have been neglecting to fix our place up, and so the inspectors are coming tomorrow. And I got a little worried about it, but I was like, God, we'll take care of it, and He will supply. I began to speak His word, and over the situation began to get calm. And every time I speak His word, I get calm and I get blessed. So I believe that's the best medicine for me.
So these inspectors can prove things that need to be fixed to make your life better. Am I correct?
Yes. Because I want to live normally. We have,
Yes, okay. So these inspectors, I just feel led to pray for them. God, for Your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Let these inspectors be honest and good men. Let them inspect things correctly. Let them be honest. Let them be true. Let them find what's wrong so that it may be fixed. Let nothing be hidden. Let these inspectors find every single thing that's wrong so that this place can be safe, and things can be fixed, and things can be good for this family. Lord, I'm asking that no injustice will be done, and that only truth and honesty will come through with this inspection. Only truth and honesty in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus Christ. That there'll be nothing hidden. that everything will be brought forth and all honesty will be there. In Jesus' name, I pray your spirit upon these men that are doing these inspections that they will do right. And Lord Jesus, I pray for my sister that you'd calm her nerves. Let her know that you are in control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Oh, God bless y'all.
I want to join my prayers with Minister Linda. The one scripture that kept standing out, and she said it twice. She said it about let nothing be hid. They have Luke 12:2-3. Let nothing be hid that's not uncovered. Let nothing be covered that's not quickly made known and brought to nothing and to naught. Write
Amen.
Down, Amber, one of you all, write down for your mom that word. Is Luke 12:2-3. The other scripture that came to my spirit as Minister Linda was praying for you is also Psalm 5:12, that he blesses the righteous and he surrounds them with his favor as with a shield. The Lord said, we know that you are very meticulous about your home and about cleaning and about making sure things are kept clean and neat and nice. We know that you have several children, but yet in the midst of it, you're very, very meticulous about cleaning and keeping your house. That's the reputation that you have, is that you're a woman who really believes in excellence and in keeping your home there well. So what we're praying and right now is Psalms 5, verse 12 over you and over the inspectors. Lord, we thank you for blessing them. Blessing, yes. Even now, Minister Rachel and all of her children, and surrounding them with favors, with the shield, and those things that they were trying to not the inspectors, but the people that were behind that were maybe trying to get somebody else to come in on your home, Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray, Lord God, that you would expose everything that's not of God. Let the exposition take place. Let it be so that even when the inspectors come, they will see what behind the scene of what somebody in management may be doing or saying that is not right. Lord, make them do right. Make them be right, Father God. We pray in Jesus' name. And then we pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We pray even now, kind Heavenly Father, again, for the favor of you, Lord God. Favor, Lord God. Grace, 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 grace. You told Zerubbabel to speak to the mountain and speak words of grace to the mountain, and it would become a level plain. I speak over every wall, every door, every part of Minister Rachel's home. I speak out grace, 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 grace for over it, under it, around it, in it. I speak grace over the children, grace over Minister Rachel, grace, grace on the outside, on the inside, grace, 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 grace. The favor of God, the favor of God is going before you. And the Lord just begin there as you go tonight, Psalms 5:12. Lord, thank you for blessing me and surrounding me with your favor as with the shield. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord said, you are mine, and my grace, my favor is upon you. I'm upon you. Oh, the anointing is flowing around you, the anointing of favor around you and your children. Oh, that I'm a Christ Jesus in you, the expectation of his glory. The expectation of his favor, the expectation of him moving on your behalf, the expectation of him being the Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle, rising up on your behalf in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hear the Lord say, continue to say, it is well. As the woman said, it is well, it is well, it is well. The favor of God is with me. The favor of God is on me. Jesus paid the price with his own precious mighty blood, with his body that was broken, and favor is a part of that new covenant. The favor of God. Tell Amber, as she goes through that house, speak, the favor of God is in our home. The favor of God is upon us. And then Luke 12:2-3, let nothing be hid that's not uncovered. Let nothing be covered that's not made known, swiftly made known. Don't be surprised at what God is doing. Don't be surprised. We've experienced, even this weekend, the favor of God. I won't go through the whole story. Somebody said what they were not going to do for us. Somebody, it was like it was enmity there. And we went in, and the Lord said, just go and begin to pray my favor. Pray for my favor to be in manifestation. And then the lady came and sat next to me in the car, and she said, okay, we're going to give you an upgrade. We're going to give you an upgrade. Hallelujah. And when it was done, we knew who was the one that did. It was the favor of God. And then the Lord said, make sure. He said, Minister Rachel, make sure. Minister Rachel, make sure you and your children walk in love. Make sure you walk in love and forgiveness as an act of your will and obedience to the word of God. God said, I see it. I saw it. I know everything that has been done behind the scenes that have been done concerning you all. He said, but you walk in love because vengeance is mine. I want you to do another. I want to do one more. Marilyn Hickey on you. Put your hand on your heart, Minister Rachel, and repeat with me, dear Heavenly
yes.
Father.
Dear Heavenly
repeat
Father.
With me, dear, I release out love.
I release out love.
And forgiveness.
And forgiveness.
To all of those.
To all of those.
Who have come against me and my family.
Who have come against me and my family.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, Minister Rachel, he's free now. He's free to do what he needs to do. He wants you to walk
Hallelujah.
In love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that when they come in there, those inspectors are going to come in there. There's going to be so much favor. There's going to be so much wisdom and understanding.
Hallelujah.
And before they get to you, there's going to be some Luke 12, 2 and 3 moments behind the scenes. There's going to be some information where they will see that something is not right. Something has been done awry to try to push this family out. Something is not right. God is working behind the scene. And, Lord, we thank you for moving now. And there's a scripture that says prosper now, Lord God. We say even now, favor now. Work quickly, Lord God, on their behalf. And then, Lord, we pray, make them do right. Make them do right. Make them do right. I'll say this, and Elder Hawkey, bear with me for 1 second. I don't want to give a lot of stuff. I keep getting that push to share that. I was in ministering in New York, and I ministered at a church. And the church had sent for me to come. They sent the ticket was altogether, I think it was $375 for me to come to minister at a church. But the church deacon boards and the deacons and in the church did not want me to come, and they did not want to spend out that money to send for me to come. And so I went on to the church, got from Los Angeles to New York. When I got there, they said, this is what the deacon said. They said, when you minister, whatever offering they give you, we're going to subtract the cost of your ticket, plane ticket, and give you whatever is remaining. And the offering that Sunday for me was $400. They subtracted the $375 and gave me $25. And so that evening I couldn't do nothing but abide about it. The Lord said, go into the vineyard and whatever is right, I'll do for you. So I went on to dinner with one of the board members, a lady board member who was also a board, worked at the bank, and went to dinner with her and another member of the church. And when we got into the, we were just sitting in her, the lady, other lady's apartment, and the board member stood up, and she began to stamp her feet and look up to heaven. She said, Lord, make them do right. Lord, make them do right. I never seen that before. I never experienced that before. And I looked at her, and when she said, by the time I think she got to the third, make them do right, Lord God, when she
Hallelujah.
Did the phone ring. And it was the pastor, and he called, and he said, Pastor Price, will you come back in on Wednesday and minister again on Wednesday so that we can be a blessing to you on Wednesday?
Hallelujah.
And when I came back in and ministered on Wednesday, again, they did by the Spirit of God exceeding abundantly over and above. So as God is working on your behalf, I see the Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle, who's working on your behalf, who says, vengeance is mine. God said, touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. And you are his, Minister Rachel. And I see in the Spirit that he's making them do right on your behalf.
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord said, be at peace. He said, don't you lose another minute of sleep. Don't you let no worries come to you, because he said, you got the great I am that I am, the Lord of hosts. He said, study me as the Lord of hosts. He said, study me as the Lord of hosts, who is strong and mighty in battle. When I rise up, the other people, the young folks said like this, God will come in stomping like a big dog. But God ain't no big dog.
Amen.
But I'm saying that's what the young folks say. But I've seen it. When I see God stand up, when God stands up on our behalf and he begins to move, who can stand against him? And so when you go and when you meet those inspectors in the morning, when you begin to see those inspectors in the morning, I thank God that, as Minister Linda said, there are going to be things that they're going to be able to discover, they're going to see, and they're going to do right. They're going to do right. And the management behind that, you're going to look up. I pray they keep their job. I pray the management keeps their job, because they have wanted to push you out to put somebody else in there. And that's why they have come against you so hard in the things that they came against you, that management thing. But you released out love and forgiveness towards them. Have no animosity, no bitter roots in the inside that would defile many. And let God be God and do what he's going to do on your behalf. God bless you today. God bless you today. And I'm finished. Glory to God. And Elder Hawkey, Minister Linda, or Minister Lane, is there anything else the Lord would have you to minister to Minister Rachel?
No, I just say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I agree. I agree with all that has been said.
Yeah. Because I want to see them blessed, because she's also a grandmother. She is also a mother, and I see as a mother to a mother, I would not do this to another person, to raise the rent so astronomical that's way beyond what I could ever pay.
That's
how the land looks. So God is with me.
So Minister Linda, you didn't know this, but they took and raised her rent from one, how many hundreds of times over, I'm talking about, from one percentage to raise it up so astronomical as to push them out of the apartment with her and all of her children.
So God kept
and that's
us here. We're still here.
Yes. Glory to God. Anything else, Elder Hawkey, or Minister Linda, or Minister Lane? Elder Hawkey? Has he dropped? I think it's dropped.
Oh, and Pastor Helen, I did highlight those scriptures that you were saying, because they're really good.
Hallelujah.
For me to keep reading. And then Daddy God blessed me to do a beautiful, my daughter gave me a canvas, my oldest daughter, and what I did was I did Daddy God's scripture, a nice, beautiful mural scripture painting for my new bedroom. I did Psalms 91, verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
Hallelujah. Is Elder Hawkey still on? Elder Hawkey? All right.
Thank you for praying for me. I feel so
all right.
Much better.
Let me see.
For some reason, the call dropped. We're back on now.
Oh, glory to God. So I want you to have the last words in talking with Minister Rachel.
Well, I just think she's received a lot, and it's great that I agree with everything that you ladies ministered to her, and I think it's fantastic, and I can hardly wait to hear the reports about what's going to happen here. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
God. So Minister Rachel, we're getting ready now to pray, have Elder Hawkey to begin to pray for each one of these things that have been revealed, and to pray for each one, to allow that anointing to flow in and out of him, so that each person, whether it be now or even 100 years from now, can still be blessed in Jesus' name. So God bless you, Minister Rachel. Do they want to hear it be put on mute? Do they want to hear it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Pastor.
All right. So,
all right. Pastor Price. Glory to God. Now,
Pastor Price,
yes.
Before Elder Praise, you had mentioned about the right foot, I believe, and the toes.
Yes.
Swelling. Right, okay.
Yes.
And Elder, you mentioned the, I think the left side, pain on the left side. So I'm experiencing intermittent pain on the right side, I mean the left side, and Pastor Price, I have the swelling on my toes.
Well,
okay, glory to God. Elder Hawking, let you go for it.
Yes, I mean, it's true. What he reveals, he heals. So,
amen.
Get ready to receive it. Okay, I'm feeling led to make a motion as if I were standing in front of you and putting one hand on your side and the other hand down like on your toes, okay? So I'm actually on my knees making a motion as if I were doing this, okay?
Amen.
Holy Spirit, I loose your power. Wow, okay. Now there's actually power coming out of both hands this time. Holy Spirit, I loose your anointing into the foot and toes, and I loose your anointing into the side right now in the name of Jesus. What you have revealed, you heal.
Yes.
So I speak to these two conditions. You have been exposed by the Holy Ghost, and I command you, go! Go in Jesus' name. Out! You've been exposed by the Holy Ghost. Go fully. And Lord, I loose your anointing out of our hands into the toes, foot, and into the side. And I thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that your power is flowing into Minister Elaine right now.
Thank you.
Your power is just flowing into her. We give you praise and we give you glory, Lord. Great are you. Great are you. Great. There's still power flowing in. Great are you. Still power flowing in. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Power is still flowing in. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We humbly praise you. Well, you take as long as you need, and whenever you're ready, let us know what's happening, and then we'll just take it from there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much.
The power of God is definitely flowing. My toes, they were becoming, they're becoming less swollen as we were on the call. And when you started praying, I felt even more, a greater release. Matter of fact, they even look a little better. And my side, it's intermittent, so I can't really tell, but I believe and I receive because of the power surge of the anointing that came through, and I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Well, Lord, we thank you. We
hallelujah, hallelujah.
So my toes were already, as the call was going on all night, it was already being touched. Thank you.
Just by being called out
by
the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We worship you. We worship you. We worship you.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise your holy name.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless
your name.
Bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Wonderful Savior. Almighty God, everlasting Father. Prince of Peace and King of Kings, we worship you. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you
for your healing power, your anointing tonight.
Thank you.
We give you praise. We give you praise.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Glory
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Before we pray over the list, I want to give anybody else a chance to put their number one key. I know what happens a lot of times is, you know, we have people who procrastinate, and, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, time starts running out, and we get a rush of people calling in. So if you've been wondering, should I push my number one key? Should I call in? I mean, should I, you know, get in the queue? You really should. There really is a strong anointing here tonight. There has been all night, but it's been a group effort with a group yielding is probably what I should say, a group yielding to the Holy Spirit where, you know, certain ones have called out certain things. It's just been really a blessing. So with these conditions that have been called out, or if you have something that's not been called out, I'd say go ahead. This is the perfect time to call in. And then if no one's calling in or whatever.
Yes, Elder Hawking, we're looking on the board, and nobody else has called in. And
okay.
We just think, you know, nobody else has called in. There are still other people on the line. Nobody else has called in. And we have about, on this, it says 7 minutes and 51 seconds. Now, I know there are times when it will go into overtime. Apostle has said it will go into overtime, but we don't know for certain. So we know that they've got at least 7 minutes and 40 seconds. So when you begin to pray tonight, what I was also just feeling a push by the Holy Spirit is that if you want to, Elder Hawkins, the things that God has revealed to you and the things that God has revealed to each one of us, that we could pray over the areas what God revealed to each one of us. You know, and then we can do it in a fashion. I'll say this like this. Father God, I just come this day and I lift up the ones that you have laid up on my heart, Father God, both now at this
yes.
time, Father God, and to those that will listen, Father God, later on at another time. We lift up the ones, Lord God, that have been having headaches. If you're listening to this program both now and it might be 100 years from now and God lets you listen to this program, we're praying for you and concerning that headache. We bind and rebuke for bitter rest and resist. Charge and command all headaches to leave your body and not return to you in Jesus' name. We rebuke and come against all discomfort and pain and discomfort to the ankles, the feet, the legs, the kidney area, even now to the right side and behind the left eye. And even now we command all pain and discomfort to leave on the arm in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And even as Minister Lane got prayer for the toes, we pray for the people's toes, whether it be the small toes or the great toes. And Lord God, we thank you for your anointing power going out even now, whether it be now or 100 years from now. You're listening and saying, this was done 100 years from now. No, God got you listening right now. God says, I want you healed. What I reveal, I heal now. And there's no timetable on the anointing. And his anointing is reaching out to you right now to heal you in every cell, every organ, every system of your body in the name of the Lord Jesus. Even that one with the stomach pain, in Jesus' name, be healed. That on the shoulder, the stomach pain, be healed, be whole, be well, be sound in Jesus' name. Now I yield to your precious Holy Spirit and minister and Elder Hawking, Minister Linda, and Minister Elaine. Elder Hawking, now you take it for what God would have you to pray.
Okay, Lord. Minister Elaine, you want to pray over anything specifically of the things that have been revealed here?
Well, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for touching those that will be listening in the future. Mm-hmm. And for their legs, Father God, that they would be strengthened in their muscles, Lord. That, Father God, that there would be no feebleness, oh, Father God, but they would be strong, Lord. That they would walk strong in the physical and the spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. That, Father God, let them know that they're not listening to this message by accident, Father God, that you're speaking to them and desiring to heal them, Lord, from the top of the head to the soles of their feet. Be strengthened in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Little Linda, you have anything you want to say about any conditions that were revealed or anything?
I just praise the Lord for revealing and healing people tonight, and that God's going to move in people's lives. And I just praise the Lord that every person has the opportunity to go to the Lord, whether it's physical sickness, or whether it's the devil tormenting them with their home or their landlord or their job, that we all have the Lord to go to. And there isn't a problem he can't solve.
Thank you, Lord. Well, I know time is slipping by us. So what I feel to do is I have a list of the things that we wrote down. Inside the leg, connected to the body, and was revealed also to Minister Elaine on the groin. It was revealed headache in the front. It was revealed doubts, ankles, top of feet, kidneys, the side, the left eye, and there may be one or two more, but I know I've got most of them that were listed off. I'm going to put my hands on this whole list. Okay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
For whoever you are and wherever you are and whenever you're listening, I'm laying my hands on this list of things that have been called out. You're not listening because of an accident. You're listening because God led you here. And we were led and directed specifically to pray this way tonight over even future people who would listen in the future. So I loose this anointing out of our hands. It will touch your body wherever you are hurt. It will specifically touch you where your leg connects to your body in the groin area. This anointing will specifically touch you in the front, if you have any kind of head pain in the front. This anointing will specifically touch you regarding doubts or stress. This anointing is touching you, will touch you, ankles and the top of your feet, in the kidney area, behind the left eye, or even on your side. There's a surge right there. I loose this anointing right now onto every one of these conditions for whoever may be listening. The anointing we loose sets the captive free. It's a redeeming, healing anointing. So we loose this anointing of the Holy Ghost to set the captive free, healing that which is wrong, healing that which is hurt, healing that which needs health and wholeness. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing and all that you will do. We give you all praise now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. When you said about hallelujah. The surge, I could feel that surge of the anointing that's going out and that anointing that God has placed in you coming out. Hold it up by Isaiah. Thank you, Father. We worship you today. Thank you for moving in our midst. Thank you for being God in the midst. Thank you for touching and healing and touching. And as we pray for others, you said that healing would come to us.
You say, pray you one for another that you may be healed. Thank you for healing for our families, for our own bodies, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for moving mightily tonight. And, Lord God, thank you for being in our midst tonight. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the ministries and the anointings that you have placed upon Elder Hawking and Minister Linden, upon Minister Elaine. Thank you for touching people in every part of their body, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And we thank you for moving. We give you glory in advance and honor, and we worship you tonight, and we thank you, Lord God. And we have, I know it's about a few seconds left, so we're just going to ask if, as it may cut off, you all let me know if you're still here. But
yeah, we're gone. We're gone.
It went off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the youth pastor.
Now I don't know how Apostle Kizzy keeps it going past, but I've been cut off. It just stopped. Praise God. That's amazing. She said we got a few seconds, and that was it. Glory to God. Well, what a wonderful broadcast.
Is it gone off?
Thank you, Lord. Oh, we were off, but I hear you now.
Yes. Can you? Are we still on?
Well, I guess we are. I thought we were off, but I hear you now.
I see on the board it says caller at 314-398 has dropped. But then it came right back up again.
Well, that's me.
All right. So as long as they let us, you close us out, Elder Hawking. Glory to God.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Father, so much for this broadcast. We ask that you bless Apostle Kizzy, taking some time off. Just bless her, bless her, bless her in Jesus' name. I want to pray a special thank you blessing over Ministry Lane. And over Pastor Price, I thank you, Father, for having them step up and having a wonderful time with us and allowing us to have a wonderful time with them. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everybody who you healed. Thank you for the flow of your spirit and how you mixed and matched it and worked through a number of us. And that was wonderful. We give you praise. We give you glory. Always we will give you all of it to you. Thank you for letting us partner with you tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So we thank God for tonight. Minister Linda, would you like to say anything before we leave in Ministry Lane?
I'd like to say that I just praise the Lord. I just worship him so much for all the things that were done tonight. Needs in and outside of the body, needs of the heart, needs of worry and confusion, of loneliness, and needs of physical healing. I just praise him, give him all praise.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a heart you have for the people of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Ministry Lane? Is she gone, Minister Lane?
I think
Minister Lane may be gone.
Okay,
is she gone,
well,
Minister Lane?
All right. Yeah. Glory to God. So we will close off now. We thank God for it. I don't even, I'm thanking God. I don't know if she's still, Minister Lane?
Yeah, I don't
okay.
know.
Okay, like we're trying to see if she was there again. Well, we thank God for each one of you all. We're going to close out now. Thank you, Elder Hawking, Minister Linda, Minister Elaine, and above everything else, we thank you, Jesus, for moving in our midst.
Yeah, yeah.
And we look forward. We look forward to Lord willing next Thursday for Apostle Kizzy being. I mean, not next Thursday, next month for Apostle Kizzy being on the program with the prophetic healing with the healing community. Thank you all so much, and may you have a very blessed night, each one of you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Wow, all right. God bless. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.